Welcome to the weekend and this edition of the Florida Roundtable. I'm Bill Mick. You can catch up with me and our podcasts at BillMick.com. This weekend, we take a look at Florida attractions. They seem to always be in flux with changes and updates. Joining us to detail those changes and explore what your next theme park experience might be is with the Orlando Sentinel's Dwayne Bevel. He wrote a column just after Christmas detailing what's ahead for these attractions. Whether it's your next vacation, a getaway for a weekend, or just a day trip, these parks provide a variety of options, and we'll explore them this weekend on the Florida Roundtable here on the Florida News Networks. Florida's attractions, your attraction to them, and what you find best about them ahead this weekend on the Florida Roundtable.
Ah, the sun's out, the water's cool. It's a perfect day for boating.
What's that boat doing?
Perfect boating days can quickly turn into disasters when drugs and alcohol are involved. Don't let boating under the influence ruin your day. FWC officers have zero tolerance for impaired operators. If you're over the limit, you're under arrest. Learn more at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the FWC Division of Law Enforcement.
Great deals are now Blue Munich Quality Green Specialists. Featuring a wide variety of fancy trees, ornamentals, herbs, and flowers, including over 50 varieties of fruiting plants, with sustainable organic nursery products and top quality soil testing. Experience a world of beauty at Quality Green. Open 9 to 4 daily at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Online at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Quality Green Specialists. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Ticks can transmit Lyme disease and other dangerous illnesses. Protect yourself and your family with Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent. Clothing and outdoor gear treated with Green Armor Insect Repellent repels and kills ticks, chiggers, mites, and mosquitoes for up to 6 weeks. The handy spray bottle makes it easy to apply this odorless layer of protection. Green Armor Insect Repellent is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
And welcome to this weekend's edition of the Florida Roundtable. Good to have you along with us on the Florida News Network. Joining us, Dwayne Bevel of the Orlando Sentinel. And I've wanted to do this show for a while, and I was just fortunate enough after the Christmas holiday to catch a column that Dwayne wrote for the Orlando Sentinel about Florida theme parks. And Dwayne, I'm interested in ins and outs, things that are changing, where we're going. But first, let's introduce you to this Florida Roundtable audience. How long you been in the newspaper business, and what got you into where you're at today?
How long have I been in the newspaper business? Let's do the math. More than 30 years.
Okay, that's good enough.
I have been writing about theme parks and attractions, Central Florida theme parks and attractions, since 2007. Before that, I had a lot of copy editing work, copy desk work. I was a page designer for a long time. And at some point in mid-2000s, we started a blog. It was a group blog called The Theme Park Rangers. And, you know, we just kind of did it on the side for the Sentinel. And people participated just on their weekend sort of excursion sort of things. And then it sort of turned more into a news thing. We had a full-time like business reporter for tourism.
Sure.
And then I'm going to say in 2007, when there was one of those famous newsroom reorgs, this job that I have now came open. And so I applied for it and got it. And that's the short version. My job generally is about entertainment and the experience of going to a park.
Okay.
I do some business stories now, but that's the nut of it.
So tell me about your daily life. Is it every day you're going to a park somewhere, you're going through and enjoying what they've got, and it's all on the company's dime, which would make it great?
So I'm not there every day. I'm usually in a park two or three times a week, not all day. You know, it just, and usually that is to look at something, you know, that I heard has changed, or the parks are always adding something. Sometimes, you know, Universal a couple of months ago added a store that's all based on the Wicked movie.
Right.
And so, you know, very visual, all these things. And so I go and then I come home and say, it's not so much a review as, well, sort of, it's what you will see. What, you know, I'd like to give you enough information to decide if that's something you want to go look at. I don't want to tell you that it's great. It depends on if you like Wicked or not, you know?
So, sure, absolutely.
You know, it's more of a documentation sort of thing. I do have a weekly column that's a little more opinion, but not necessarily, you know, particularly with, not with new things. People here love new things. And so I do a lot of that. We do deals. We do, you know, just anything that changes, or particularly what does well for me is if something is going away, people want to know.
They want to go catch it before it's gone.
Right? They want to know when it's leaving, and they want to know what's taking its place.
I can imagine that the parks would be pretty accommodating to you in your situation. They want that information out there, too. It's just going to draw more people into what they're doing.
You would think.
Uh-oh.
That sounded more contentious than I meant to. But, yeah, you know, when they're good and ready, you know, was this last week? Yeah, last week there had been sort of a swirl of, this has been rumored for a while, and honestly, I don't report on rumors that much because I work for a newspaper. We do news.
Sure.
And there's a coaster at Universal Studios that's been rumored to go away. It's sort of middle-aged. It's 15 years old or so. 2009 is it open, so maybe it's overdue, but then they Universal files paperwork that says, oh, we want to take it down, but they don't really announce what they're doing.
Wow. Well, I want to explore those kind of things and get some ins and outs that you can advise this audience about best practices when you're trying to hit a theme park here in Florida this weekend on the Florida Roundtable. Nice to have you with us on the Florida News Network.
On the road, there's a thin line between safety and tragedy. Don't cross it. When you see flashing lights on any emergency, service, utility, or disabled vehicle, move over a lane or slow down to 20 miles an hour below the posted speed limit. Give law enforcement, first responders, and service professionals the space needed to do their jobs. Help protect those who protect us. Move over or slow down for emergency lights. Move over, Florida. It's the law. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello, I'm Hector Elizondo, Emmy Award-winning actor, and I want to talk to you about getting older. My body hurts, my joints ache, and sometimes I forget.
I forget that doing all your own scenes for a movie isn't always the best decision. Especially when you're galloping side saddle down a countryside road on a horse named Archibello, who seems to have only one speed, high. And pulling on his reins only seems to encourage him to go even faster. So, of course, my body hurts and my joints ache, but it's not because of my age. It's because I'm living my life. Oh, Archibello!
Don't let life pass you by. Take care of your brain health. It may just help you stay on top of your game.
As soon as this scene wraps, I'm going to kiss the ground, thank Archibello for his outstanding performance, feed him a carrot, and visit brainhealth.gov.
Find out how you can make the most of your brain as you age at brainhealth.gov.
Bill Mick back with you on the Florida Roundtable. Our guest, Dwayne Bevel of the Orlando Sentinel, who gets to cover theme parks for a living, which can't be a bad gig. That's not bad at all. Dwayne, you were telling us a story about a Universal roller coaster that was rumored to be changing. It's going to come down, something else in its place. But you couldn't quite get the information you were looking for, at least in the timely fashion you wanted.
Right. The rumor had circulated for a while, and then they finally filed paperwork that indicates they're taking it down. I would say Universal has a timeline for when they're announcing things, and just because you ask about it doesn't mean they're going to vary from their timeline, and quite honestly, they don't have to.
No, absolutely, you
know,
sure.
Private business, that's, you know, so we ask a lot, and sometimes we get answers. So the coaster in question is Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket at Universal Studios. And so after the paper was filed, and honestly, a lot of bloggers were circling and posting, and, you know, what else could that mean? But on a Friday, it was the Friday after Christmas, after 5 o'clock, they said, oh, yeah, it's going down.
They play the news cycle as well as the politicians do.
Right. Yeah. And there was some information about, I think in September will be the last time you ride. So you have a lot of time to get out there if you are attached to that ride. Then something super vague about what will take its place that, you know, is interactive or some non-word like that. But you know what? They gave me two sentences, and just with all the background, you could write a story on that.
Sure,
and,
absolutely.
You know, after 5 o'clock on a holiday weekend, you know, we don't really talk about numbers, but it was like my fifth or sixth best read story of the year.
Is that right?
So, and you know, I don't think people love Rocket that much, you know, but it's going away. So now.
But it's the idea of change, I guess.
Yes, change. So, and because Universal, most of their emphasis now is on the new park that opens next year, Epic Universe. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of interesting that something in the original park is getting attention.
Well, let's go through the parks as you've experienced them, as you see what's going on. And since we're on Universal, let's just start with that one. Historic things that they like and they keep, what may be changing, and what you're seeing as you go to a Universal park these days.
Okay, so like I said, Universal is very concentrated on something they haven't actually set foot on yet with Epic Universe, but we know a lot about it. I just haven't seen it in the flesh yet. They're not too excited about me being there yet because it's not done. The parks like for things to be done.
They want finished product, sure.
Yeah, and I sort of understand that. But, you know, I'm a journalist and I'm nosy, so I'd like to go now. That will be Universal's third park. The first park is Universal Studios Florida. This year, they reopened sort of a kiddie land and rethemed it. It had been sort of Woody Woodpecker-ish.
Okay.
And now it's more DreamWorks like Shrek and Puss in Boots, Trolls, Kung Fu Panda. And so a lot of things have just been what in Orlando we call reimagined.
Right, absolutely.
there's some new product there. And this year they introduced a daytime parade. Oh, sorry, last year, I should say. Yikes. 24. In 24, they have a very movie-based daytime parade that actually went off very well. It's got pretty big floats based on like E.T. and Jaws. They have characters that go through. People here love characters. And they offered it in a new nighttime spectacular, also movie-based, but it's the studios, a park. Studios, it's huge for Halloween Horror Nights,
sure,
which changes every year, but it's also the same every year. You know, it's okay. They've got a formula they tweak all the time. And their Mardi Gras celebration is very big with locals, and it lasts like 6 weeks or something. Way longer than Mardi Gras lasts, but you know, we don't care. Throw the beads.
So the rides, they seem like they change fairly frequently, but a lot of them have staying power. What are folks going to that park for, and what do they need to look at when they're going? What can they expect, I guess?
So Studio's kind of in transition. It's a little more ride than it was. You know, there's, I believe Studios has one ride left, one original ride left from when it opened. And let's see, when is that? 89 or 90. And it's the E.T. Adventure. It's a dark ride. You know, you ride on a bicycle-like contraption.
Right.
You know, you fly over sort of scenes from the movies. Now, when they announced, and it was part of that Woody Woodpecker area, and when they announced they were changing that into a DreamWorks type thing, really, the second sentence was, but don't worry, E.T. Adventure is not going away. Now, people here are very attached to the E.T. Adventure. It's a little dated. I don't think it matters. The pre-show has a video of young Steven Spielberg in it. And
okay.
You know, the story is that Steven Spielberg very much enjoys the E.T. ride, and therefore it will stay.
Okay.
They lost the one in California. That could be poppycock. I hate to even say that out loud, but almost anyone who'll talk about E.T. Adventure will say that story. So, you know, it has street entertainment and rides, and it has the second version of Wizarding World of Harry Potter. You know, the original is next door at Islands of Adventure. It's connected by train between the two. But now the second one is like 10 years old. So the Wizarding World people, the Harry Potter people are very devoted. It's immersive. I'm sure there are people who go to Universal just for Potter.
Sure.
I'm convinced of it. So yeah, next door to Islands Adventure, which is this right? Yes. Islands Adventure is the most recent theme park to open in Orlando right now. It opened in 1999. So we've had a dry spell for us as far as, you know, you got seven parks, and it has the original Wizarding World. It has a Marvel, a superhero area, which is a little weird because now Marvel is owned by Disney.
Right.
So slightly awkward. They have a Dr. Seuss area. Let's see, there's Lost Continent. There's a cartoon area. There's a Jurassic Park. Do they call it Jurassic World now? So recently, at Islands, they added Velocicoaster, which is a very intense roller coaster where you would not have thought they could have stuck one. It's very skinny and long, goes out over water, you know. So they're a little bit landlocked on that property, and so they have to be kind of inventive on where they put new things.
They do seem to be very creative with what they come up with, yeah. And how they put it in play. And you lock onto an iconic thing like Harry Potter, and it would seem right. That you've got business as long as you want to have it.
Right. I think that has, at first we didn't, I don't know. I'm going to say it overachieved, you know, and now it's, you know, we're used to it now, but, you know, opening day of the first Harry Potter, Wizarding World of Harry Potter, people waited like 8 hours in this massive line just to get in.
Wow.
You know, which is kind of crazy because, you know, it was going to be there the next day too. It wasn't like a one-off sort of thing, you know, but people have this opening day mentality. Some of the people I talked to thought the stars were going to be there. And they had been there the days previous.
But not when they opened it up. Yeah. That's interesting.
And they actually thought they were going to get some sort of gift. None of this had been said or indicated to them, but people just imagined great things. Although most people told me that they were happy to be there, you know, and 8 hours and okie dokie. So,
Interesting. Now, when people go, it's an all-day or a multi-day experience. They're in addition to the rides and the shows that you might see, you also have a zillion things available for you to buy related to the various projects they've got. But you're also going to have to eat while you're there. How's the food rate at these places as you go? And do you get a chance to sample that along the way?
Usually when something new opens, we will go and try it out. Sometimes there's a media event for this. Sometimes there is not, you know? And if there's a pattern to that, it's unclear. I feel the parks are broadening their menus a little bit. It's mm-hmm. not, you know, all churros, you know,
yeah.
and ice cream and giant turkey legs. And there are some, you know, it's a range, you know, some people want counter service and keep moving, you know, and other people that they would like a server, you know, and sit down and take a break and all
sure.
that. I think it just depends on how often you're there. I'm not a big theme park eater. I have a house. I have my own home and kitchen, you know?
Sure, absolutely.
So, and, you know, to be honest, you're paying vacation prices for that food.
Absolutely.
You know? I am not on vacation. So much like, you know, I like a good t-shirt, but I can't get one every time I go out, you know?
Sure.
So I pace myself in that way. But anyway,
the other thing I notice with these parks is they are keyed in on a quality customer service experience, and they seem to emphasize that and drive it home. Are you finding that to be true in most cases?
You know, when I've been here so long, now when I notice this is when I am in another market.
Okay.
It's like, well, that wasn't very nice. That wasn't a very pleasant experience, you know? And I thought it was just because I was a child of the South, you know? But I believe the Orlando mentality has caught up. And even in town, you know, Disney has definitely set the pace as far as customer service and just, you know, friendliness.
Sure.
I'm going to say cleanliness, you know, and I've been in parks in other regions, and I don't think that I care about landscaping. You know, I don't really notice it, but when it's not there, now I really notice it.
Okay.
So, it's sort of seamless. I was at an Ohio park once, and I thought, would it kill them to put a planter outside this bathroom? Because it's very concrete. You know, it's like, oh, I've been indoctrinated.
Back to the Kings Island days, and we're back with more theme parks in Florida in moments.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-621-4764. 800-621-4764. That's 800-621-4764.
Man, it is a beautiful day to fish.
Here's your life jacket.
You know I can swim, right?
So could a lot of people who died falling overboard.
Come on, I'm not a kid.
Fatalities are often men over 30.
It's too hot to wear one.
These new ones are
They're happy. Ooh, I got one!
Glad you wore the life jacket.
Okay, yes.
Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission reminds you to wear your life jacket. Visit wearitflorida.com. Wear it, Florida.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. Growing up with a brother with autism, Sarah Crump witnessed firsthand how kids with disabilities felt left out by their peers. It's why at the age of 15, Sarah approached her cheerleading coach with an idea to include girls with disabilities on her school's cheer team. Well, what started out as an inclusive high school cheer team in a small town in Iowa has led to what is now known as Sparkle Effect, a thriving nonprofit with over 180 cheer teams across the United States, bringing students with and without disabilities together through cheerleading. The result? More confidence, higher grades, and better school attendance for kids with disabilities. And for those without a disability, new friends and a greater empathy. You want to learn more? Well, visit disabilitycampaign.org, where we have posted a link to the fabulous work known as the Sparkle Effect.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Imagine. Imagine being denied an apartment because of your religion, or your race, or because you have children, or a disability.
It's so wrong.
Yes, but who has the power to stop this?
You do. Each of us has the power. The law is on your side. It's illegal for landlords to discriminate because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or familial status. If you suspect that you have experienced housing discrimination, file a complaint with HUD immediately so we can investigate it. Fair housing is your right.
Use it.
To learn more, visit hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Or call 1-800-669-9777. 1-800-669-9777. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Talking Florida attractions this weekend on the Florida Roundtable. Dwayne Bevel is with us. He writes for the Orlando Sentinel and has the tough job of covering theme parks. And I say that in jest, but I imagine there are times, Dwayne, that it is a little tough. You're a reporter. You're out there to investigate, learn, and report. And as you noted earlier, they don't always want to tell you what's up yet.
This is true. There is a plan. They have a plan.
Well, and you're not the marketing department. You're the news guy. So.
Right. Exactly. Sometimes things are works in progress, you know.
Oh, sure.
I think they're aware of perception. So they don't like to, in the past, let's say 30 years ago, they might announce things that maybe didn't necessarily happen.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not good. Now we know they want to have ducks in row before they make an official announcement.
Sure, absolutely. You know?
And more now than ever, because people have long memories, and now everyone has a little Twitter account that they can say, oh, remember. Disney had some announcements and a bunch of announcements, I want to say 2017. Some of which happened and some of which were never spoken of again. So that's the last time I can think of that. And that, even then, that's still weird to me, you know, that they, you know, it was a presentation, you know, they
right.
took us into a movie theater for this. And then some things have come and gone. I believe that's when we got, we were told about Galactic Star Cruiser, the Star Wars hotel that
okay.
has come and gone, you know, already. So time marches on. Anyway, they don't always want to say, honestly, and for our stance, if a cast member of a theme park employee on the street tells me something, that's not something I'm going to report. They're not in charge of that. I tuck it away.
Sure.
And maybe I'll ask someone official. But a lot of people think they know what is going on. But I would say until it's announced, things change. You know, when they were told that by, let's say, their boss, maybe it was true in that moment. But maybe 15 minutes later, it's, you know, there's been a change.
Priorities and plans can do that, most certainly.
I want, this is high praise. When someone says this to me, it's like, I heard this rumor and then I came to your site to see if you had written about it yet. because it didn't sound right. And it's like, because I know you're not going to write up rumors. And that's, you know, 99% true.
That's very good. Let's talk about Disney. We talked about Universal in our previous segment. Let's talk about Disney. Seems like there's always change in play. We were talking about the customer experience, and you noted Disney is, I had a coworker who worked part-time at one of Disney's parks and thoroughly enjoyed it, but talked about how strict they were, both in appearance and your conduct with folks. And that all adds to the customer experience when people go there.
I would say all that is true. Disney has loosened up, can't remember the year, on what they called the Disney look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at first it was small steps, like, you know, I think like women didn't have to wear a hose, you know, or something like this, you know.
Well, I know facial hair with men was big, right, and it was very restricted. Was,
you know, yeah. Then they went to facial hair, but it can be groomed, and it was this weird phase where you could have facial hair, but you could not be growing facial hair. You couldn't be in the in-between, so you had to hit the head to, like, grow it on your vacation to make it happen. Now they're more loose, big hair. Now, oh my gosh, there's so much big hair on cast members now. You know, they couldn't wear big hoop earrings or nail polish, things like this. But, and then there was a restriction on tattoos. You couldn't see a tattoo. Now you can see a tattoo. There's some size. It was very vague. It's like, your boss will tell you how big it can be.
It's the if we like it standard, right? If we like it, it's okay.
You know, it's you know, once you start leaving it to individual bosses, well, there's a billion bosses at Disney. I thought, well, that's, you know, and then a friend of mine who works out there told me that they were told it could not be bigger than your hand. You know, well, that's not a small tattoo.
No, not hand. At all.
And I've spotted some crawling up the necks and places. So anyway, I've digressed. But the look has loosened up, and I think that helps them with retaining employees. You know, it certainly helps them with comfort. A lot of guys were wearing long sleeves to cover their tattoos.
Sure.
You know, and now they don't have to. So where were we?
Well, let's talk about what's changing at Disney, what we can look forward to as we're going there, things that you've experienced or seen that are coming. Cool.
So, you know, we just finished the transformation of Epcot, which I'm not sure I would say that's entirely done, but they say they're done. And, you know, they tore out some fountains and redid the opening. They've added some rides. This is over like 5 to 7 years. This year we will get a revamped version of Test Track, which has been closed for several months, maybe more than a year. And, you know, some of that I think is just mechanical, but some of it will be theming. It's sort of, it's not a roller coaster, but there is some speed involved. It's indoor, outdoor. It's been there for some time. You know, part of the transformation was the addition of Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, which is an indoor roller coaster that has gotten good reviews. So I think we're done with Epcot. They have some new meeting places, and of course there's almost always a festival going on at Epcot, so there's good eating, and then Epcot is kind of the drinking park. I didn't really say that, but it's kind of the drinking park. I'm trying to think. So
I guess the Star Wars stuff is huge over there.
Right. So Star Wars is kind of in place. They are going to they're going to update one of the rides when the next movie comes out in some way, but I don't think that's until 26. this is kind of ins and outs sort of thing, but they recently added a single rider line to Rise of the Resistance, which as long as you don't have to sit next to your friend, it cuts down your wait time quite a bit. I did it few weeks ago with some friends, and we're like, oh yeah, we're not getting back in line because you know, you miss some of the queue, but you know, it's fine. It's fine. You still get to see all the stormtroopers, you get to do the whole ride, and that's at Hollywood Studios, which has another transition coming up because they're putting in Monsters Inc. as a world, and then retheming the Rock and Roller Coaster So Monsters, Inc. is going to displace the Muppet Vision show, which, you know, has changed. People hate. But the Muppets are moving over to Rock and Roller Coaster, and Aerosmith is out. So how this is all going to work is kind of a mystery, but that will be a big deal in coming years. That will not be done this year.
Well, you mentioned the expedited line if you're traveling on your own, if you're willing, yes, to do that. What about the wait times and the like? They've done some changes to their passes. They've made that a little different. Are they doing anything to expedite this for folks? And how much can you do when your park's as packed as they get?
Right. So let's not get into details about Lightning Lane Plus, because I'm just going to call it complicated. And because I don't actually do it in real life, you know.
Sure.
I'm foggy. Full confession there. But basically, there are ways to pay. The Lightning Lane is available to any guest willing to pay. You can do an individual line. Let's say you just want, I was going to say Haunted Mansion, but I'm not sure that's one that, you know, for most rides, Space Mountain, the price varies basically by how crowded the park is, by day, by season, by ride, you know? So I think this hurts your walk-up time if you've not done Lightning Lane, you know?
Right.
It's going to make your time longer. In my heart, I believe people were asked, Disney doesn't do anything without polling people and surveying and, sure, you know, these kind of things. And I'm sure they've done the math. How many of these would we have to sell for it to make sense? I think people were asked, would you pay to make your time shorter? And I feel like almost everyone said yes.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But now that you actually want you to pay money and other people are doing it, but you're not, and it makes your line, your wait a little longer, I think there's some disgruntlement about it. And I get that. But it does make sense, particularly if you're just here for a day.
Sure.
If there's something you really, really want to do, pay your way onto that sucker. And, you know, it doesn't always get you front of line. A friend of mine bought...
More theme park exploration as we continue. Hang tight, Dwayne.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call 800-830-0715. That's 800-830-0715. Again, 800-830-0715.
The Orlando Sentinel's Dwayne Bevel with us as we take a look at theme parks located mostly in Central Florida. And maybe we'll get another show together and bounce around the state a little bit when we get an opportunity. But as we're talking about this, Dwayne, are there seasons or days that may be best, especially for Floridians, to say, you know what, tourists aren't going to be as heavy. This is a good day to hit a theme park, that type of thing.
It's not like it used to be. Yes and no is my answer to that. I feel like you can get lucky. Like this year, right after Thanksgiving, last year, right after Thanksgiving, it was surprisingly slow. Usually in January, it's a little slow. Sort of between festivals at Epcot, you know, where we've wrapped up holidays and then arts will start later in January. Disney, I'll just say this was smart. They've spread it out and they did this with ticket prices because it used to be year round. Let's say it was $100 to go to a park, no matter what day, no matter what time. Now it costs more in the summer because everybody wants to go in the summer. but if you have flexible schedules, like, oh, I could wait till, you know, September 15th when school starts back again. September is another decent time to go.
Okay.
It would actually be cheaper and saving money every day. And actually Universal does that now as well. So you can watch on pricing, hotel deals if you need one. But it used to be January was kind of dead. And now, you know, also with people working from home, they just come to Disney and work from Disney for the week and do their stuff at night, you know? So they can come in January now, particularly snowbirds. You know, now I'll see sometimes online, it's like, there's no one here today. Does anyone know why? You know, it'll be a random Tuesday.
Right.
But I would say a weekend is going to always be more crowded. A Sunday afternoon, good grief. If you can avoid that, I would.
Sounds like a winner. Let's move to SeaWorld. Take a look at what's going on over there. I guess they've got changes going on as well.
SeaWorld has gotten in this habit of building a new roller coaster or opening a new roller coaster every year, you know.
Wow.
And it's a pretty nice coaster park right now. You know, SeaWorld is always under the watchful eye of animal activists and things, and so they emphasize their rescue mission, but also their roller coasters. Next year they're getting this year they're getting a flying theater sort of thing. I would call this like Soarin' at Epcot. That's based on the Arctic, and it looks like they use drones to film it. We don't really know a lot about it, but it's opening in the spring, so here we go.
Very good. And a lot of these parks, they're into having different venues, different alternatives, so you're there more than a day or maybe spending a couple of days with each park. Sure. that you choose to visit. Variety at SeaWorld. Of course, they've got their water park as well, right?
Yeah. So, SeaWorld has a water park. Each of the companies has a water park now. SeaWorld also has Discovery Cove, which I would describe as a day resort, which is very animal driven. You know, all meals included. It's a little bit of a cruise excursion, swim with the dolphins sort of experience that Floridians can actually watch that for. They have good Florida residents sales for Discovery Cove. But yeah, you know, the multi-day stay is, you know, that's Walt Disney's model. You
sure
know,
is.
It's like, we'll get them on property and they'll stay. And now 50 years later, Universal has fully embraced that. You know, the opening of Epic is so that you will feel like you can stay for 5 to 7 days. And stay in one of their 11 hotels now. And, you know, this has served Florida well for some time. So, and SeaWorld is talking about building a hotel as well, but they have not announced that that is going to happen. I think it's a negotiation, sort of seeing what they can work out with. Because basically, you need a partner to do this. SeaWorld just can't go off and decide. Well, they could, but, you know, it's not smart to just decide, oh, we're a hotel builder. You know, you need to partner with someone who knows what they're doing with experience.
Oh, very good. Any hidden gems in that Central Florida region that people may not have thought about?
So, are you familiar with Gatorland?
I heard of it, yes. Been there, no.
So, Gatorland is old Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's roadside attraction since, I want to say, 1949. Still family owned. You can get pretty close to a gator, closer than I like to get to a gator.
I've done that on a jet ski on occasion.
Yeah. They used to have on their website that it is Florida's best half-day attraction. So, and it has usually has a great Florida resident discount. So watch for that.
Very good.
Well.
A little more exploring to do this weekend on the Florida Roundtable when we continue on the Florida News Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-410-6385. 800-410-6385. 800-410-6385. That's 800-410-6385.
On the road, there's a thin line between safety and tragedy. Don't cross it. When you see flashing lights on any emergency, service, utility, or disabled vehicle, move over a lane or slow down to 20 miles an hour below the posted speed limit. Give law enforcement, first responders, and service professionals the space needed to do their jobs. Help protect those who protect us. Move over or slow down for emergency lights. Move over, Florida. It's the law. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9174. 800-648-9174. That's 800-648-9174.
Oh my gosh, you guys, this season's hottest accessory hit shelves decades ago and has been flying off them ever since. It's functional, it's attractive, and it's the smart choice. Life jackets. Seen here on the model, life jackets complement any figure and bring a certain je ne sais quoi to the waters.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission wants to remind you to wear your life jacket anytime you're out on the water. Visit wearitflorida.com. Wear it, Florida.
Shortness of breath, patient's confused. Temp 102.
He just had an infection. What's going on?
He's becoming septic.
Antibiotics started. Bed ready. Let's move him.
Infections can lead to a deadly chain reaction in your body called sepsis. Very quickly, sepsis can cause tissue damage, organ failure, and even death. If you know the risks, can spot the symptoms, and act fast, then you can get ahead of sepsis. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had Zika virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Wrapping up this weekend's edition of the Florida Roundtable with Dwayne Bevel, writer with the Orlando Sentinel, who covers theme parks and the like, Florida attractions. And Dwayne, being on the Space Coast myself, I'd be remiss if I didn't get a word or two out of you about the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Center. Let's talk about that place for a minute.
I always recommend the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex because, I mean, you know, Florida doesn't have a ton of history. But these are things that the space program is something that happened here, you know.
And there's history being made here every day.
Right. Yeah. We had a little pause there after the shuttles, you know, and
yeah.
So where it didn't feel the same. But, you know, we're back. And, you know, there's just a lot of relics and things to see there. I enjoy that. But to me, the presentation of Space Shuttle Atlantis is worth the price of admission.
Absolutely.
You know? And I have a couple of friends who moved here recently, and they were interested. It's like, well, you should go. And I do not tell them. It's like, you get, do not skip the Atlantis thing, but I'm not going to tell you anything about it because it has sort of a dramatic reveal.
Sure.
If you've been there, I won't tell too much. And after they came back, they said, well, you know, we actually cried at the Space Center.
Oh, wow.
Because it was so moving, you know.
Well, and you're right. And there is so much history here, so much that has been done. And you mentioned the law after the shuttle program ended. It doesn't appear that that is something that employers and residents here on the Space Coast worry about because of the influx of private space and what it's done for the industry. It's been huge.
Exactly. We used to go for the shuttle. We used to go on top of the Orlando Sentinel building downtown.
Right.
For shuttle launches, and we could see it. You know, sometimes it would go over our head. It was kind of amazing.
Right.
Sometimes it would be canceled. We have to, someone would have to call us and say, come back downstairs. But that's a favorite memory of mine. So
interesting place, and we would encourage people to go. It's just absolutely phenomenal. In the little bit of time left, Dwayne, some general tips for folks as they prepare to hit Florida and the theme parks and the attractions that are around. What's your best advice to folks who haven't been here and are looking for a great week or a great weekend?
I say pack your patience. There's going to be a line, you know. these are like, I feel like your mom. You know, but for God's sake, wear sunscreen. You will be so sorry the next day.
Oh, that's true.
You know, and you don't, you drink even if you're not thirsty. You know, it's a long day. You know, I say go early. There are at Disney hotels and at Universal as well. There's early entrance. You know, you can beat the crowd on certain things. I plot out that way. You know, if I'm a tourist, I say go all day. I hear a lot of people who are like, oh, mid-afternoon, we go back to the hotel and go to the pool, which is a treat to a lot of people.
Sure.
You know, I get it. But, you know, you could work that out some other place, you know.
Sure.
The parks are something that no one else has. And, you know, your kid, if they want to be in the pool or whatever. But, you know, it's a lifetime memory sort of thing. For people save a year. You know,
absolutely.
So for their Disney or their Orlando vacation.
We've only got to touch on a few, and sadly, we're running out of time. Dwayne Bevel, we'll bring you back, explore some other attractions in Florida, and see what your thoughts are there. But thank you for the time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dwayne Bevel from the Orlando Sentinel. I'm Bill Mick. This is the Florida Roundtable. Catch up with us and our podcast of these shows at BillMick.com, and we'll see you next weekend here on the Florida News Network.
You've been listening to the Florida Roundtable with Bill Mick on news and public affairs presentation of the Florida News Network. The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this station management, owners, or sponsors. For questions or concerns, contact Florida Roundtable at fnnonline.net.